Hello, welcome to another edition of Golf Training Aids Reviewed. Today I'm with Dean Walker, who is the Director of Marketing for Fiberbilt Golf Mats out of Calgary, and I've known Dean for quite a while. We've played golf together a few times, and Dean over the years has helped me with my golf game as a teaching professional, and I just want to say hello, Dean.
Hey, Colin, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Hey, I want you to tell our listeners today, if you can. I know you've been in the industry for quite a while, both as a teaching professional, as a head golf professional, and now you're working with a golf mat company, and just wanted to know a bit about the transition. How was it that you came to work for a golf mat company?
Well, you know, Colin, as a golf professional, I purchased these mats a number of years ago and had them at my club, and I love to hit golf balls, and I couldn't believe how much better the ball feels off of these mats and how many times you can hit balls for hours and not get pain. And there's a bunch of reasons why, and I thought, you know what, if I'm going to go work for someone, it's going to be someone that has a great, great product.
Yeah, and still staying in the golf industry, that makes a lot of sense. Well, a big thanks to you as well, Dean, for getting me hooked on your golf mats. I mean, I remember our conversation we had down at the PGA and PGA golf show down in Florida. That was probably, I don't know, a year or so ago. And you were telling me about these golf mats, and basically I was getting more and more convinced that I should get one for myself, and glad I finally did, because it's really made a big difference for my golf game.
Well, you know, I know there's one thing you can do is you can teach golf as a golf pro, which I've been doing for years, and I can give lessons and lessons and some coaching in that. But Colin, you know what? You have to learn it. And you only learn this game by getting a good product like a mat and hitting golf balls and practicing and teaching yourself about the game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lot I like about this mat, Dean. It's, the soft surface is great, and I can hit balls for a long time and never get any pain. I really like as well how you can align yourself properly on the mat. You know, it's got the nice grid system, and so I can get my ball position exactly, perfect and just get practicing in a perfect position. You know, get the blade square. I mean, everything just lines up so nicely on the mat. But I think the best part of it is, I mean, I love having it here at home that I can just go out and practice for 15 or 20 minutes a day. But I just don't have any pain. It just doesn't, it never, ever, ever hurts to hit a golf ball off one of your mats.
Well, you know, Colin, I've been teaching seminars for 12 years, and one of the things I've learned is that one out of every four golfers is getting a serious golf injury, and it typically happens in the lead arm, the wrist, elbow, or shoulder, and all it takes is one bad swing, and I have a bad swing, you have a bad swing, and
thanks.
And the fact is, most of us do, and all it does is take one or two bad swings to turn you off hitting balls,
oh, yeah.
or to hurt you, and now you're out for 3 weeks, 5 weeks, and you become one of the stats, and it's kind of the silent killer out there. We're all losing customers because we're not maybe, purchasing the best product we can for our customers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was just thinking of this this morning when I woke up to a friend of mine, Merrill, out in Calgary. I was teaching him to play golf a number of years ago, and we were actually at a range in Calgary that had AstroTurf, these hard mats. And he kept saying, "Don't you get that shinging in your hands?" He would just like be wincing from the pain when he hit the golf ball. And, it doesn't take much of a mishit to really get that vibration just coming right up through your hands, and it's quite painful. And I thought about it because I thought I don't tend to get that pain because I got used to just basically picking the ball off the surface and not actually hitting down properly into the golf ball. And the biggest difference I've found now that I'm using your golf mats is I actually am taking a deeper divot because I practice getting down into the ball. And the other thing I'm not doing, I would tend to have, maybe one or two shots around that I just hit this wild line drive because I hit the ball, I didn't quite pick it off the surface, and I hit it so thin I just end up hitting a line drive with a wedge and it goes 50 yards over the green into the bush,
Yeah.
That cost you less strokes because I was practicing incorrectly.
Well, absolutely, and bad practice if you get perfect at being bad, Colin. So the fact is, you know, if you're going to hit hundreds of balls, why wouldn't you be learning to hit it properly? And, you know, I've mentioned this before, and I'll mention it again, but because we have that fiber there and you're hitting down on the ball, especially when you get into your wedges, 9s, 8s, 7 irons, your short clubs, where your swing plane definitely gets steeper. Mm-hmm. And in order to get the ball to hit in the middle of the face, you know, part of that blade has to go underneath the ground. And you tell me how a blade's going to go underneath the ground on a turf mat. It can't.
Yeah.
So it's got to bounce all the time. And so the difference is with our fiber is that you actually hit down and through it like the ground, mm-hmm. but now you're feeling what a good shot feels like, okay, because you can. And the second part of that is you're not getting stuck in the ground because this is fiber. It has give, and you go through it. Mm-hmm. So even if you do hit it a bit fat, you still get through it. You can tell that you didn't hit it right because it slows you down, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't get hurt, and you actually feel what a fat shot – you actually hear a fat shot rather than feel it, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, it's teaching you a lot of the right principles of hitting a golf ball properly because you're practicing with the right tool.
Yeah. Now let's talk a little bit more about pain and injuries with golfers, Dean. I know your seminars that you mentioned, it's the Fit for Golf seminars, and you're working with some of the top golf physical therapists and medical professionals in the world, and doing seminars all over the, you know, I guess you guys do these seminars all over the world on fitness and pain and injuries. What can you tell us about golf injuries and how these mats affect golf injuries?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back again. A bunch of years ago when I was teaching a ton, I started doing some research on golf injuries because I thought maybe it was something wrong with the way I was teaching. You know,
yeah.
I really did. I mean, I could not believe I was teaching 80% women and 20% men. And of course, we had you know, a lot of women taking lessons, and I'm thinking, you know, is it something we're doing, or I got to, you know, I started checking the research, and I learned about Dave Lindsay doing some research on golfers' back, and so I investigated it more, and I said, listen, you guys do more research, so you call me, I'm really interested in this, and I got involved right in the company, and I said, you know what, when you're ready to tell the world and tell the docs and the physios and the golf pros about these injuries, let me know. I'd love to be involved. And so it's been 12 years now. We have been all over the world. Dave's been one of the lead speakers at the World Golf Conferences. And I've just had a thrill talking to my peers about, you know, what's happening with, you know, different injuries. And I mentioned the stat earlier, you know, one out of four golfers. But here's what's really happening. If you look at upper limb injuries, and this is not just Dave Lindsay's studies. He's done a lot of studies. He's got the 20 other top guys in the world, all their research combined. Mm-hmm. So it's you know, it's the best of everything. And but 42% of all golf injuries are happening in the upper limb. So again, that's a wrist, elbow, and shoulder. And so that's an interesting stat. So that's almost half of golfers get it in that upper limb. And of course, if you're a golfer, you know that you got a lead arm or a target arm, and you got a trail arm, and that lead arm takes the brunt of it. But the trail arm can take it as well too. So it's not just one. It depends on if the grip's good or bad. And we've been able to test a bunch of these things and show what happens if you got this hand too strong, this hand too weak, what you're going to hurt in a matter of five or six bad swings, okay? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so that's interesting with the hands and the wrists. And, of course, as we get older, the research shows that, anyways, our shoulders just wear out, you know, from age. And so the fact is, all it takes as a retired golfer, where our aging booming golfers is that I subtle little bump into the ground and or the root or the or turf, and boom, now that guy's out and he's got to go get his shoulder, you know, a new surgery done or something.
Yeah.
And so that's been fascinating watching that part of it.
Which one of us hasn't hit a shot just a little bit fat and really hurt our wrist? I mean, I certainly know I've done that before. It's quite painful. And you look at the pros today, right now, who, you know, have wrist injuries. Mickelson and Wee are both struggling because they hit a shot out of the rough, or they injured their wrist just from hitting the golf ball.
Absolutely.
And
you
don't have to be a professional to get a wrist injury, that's for sure.
No, and the fact is the golf pros, I mean, these guys are hitting, you know, hundreds of balls a day, and believe me, there's a good percentage that are going to be wedges, nines, and eights with that steep swing path that I was talking about. And all it takes, again, is getting stuck with something or hitting a rock or something underneath it, and boom, it can happen.
Yeah.
So not just off a turf mat does it happen, but also happens off the fairway and the ground, right?
Yeah. So would you, you know, are you saying that a lot of the cause for this is off, hitting off a hard surface or getting, you know, stuck on a fat shot or something?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the research is showing that the fact is a lot of these are coming from turf mats and driving ranges that have cement underneath them, that have, you know, some kind of grass surface, artificial surface, or even artificial, that doesn't have enough cushion or isn't soft enough or doesn't give enough. And there's a high percentage from those. And if you think about it, you know, the thousands of ranges and the thousands of balls that people hit at ranges, that's where it typically happens. I mean, you get the odd one that happens on the golf course.
Yeah.
There's no question. But it's not near as often as at the driving range. Not even close. It's about 90%, 10%.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So practicing golf is dangerous, more dangerous than being out playing.
Well, it can be. And that's why, you know, getting some golf lessons is important. But you know, that's important, but then it's, you know, trying to educate the golfer to practice off the right type of surface and you know, practice the right kind of drills off the right type of surface as well.
Well, and you know what's interesting about that, Dean, is I'm just thinking now is, you know, it makes such a difference to play off a realistic surface because the way that you practice on the range is going to be different. If it's a different surface than what you're used to on hitting off the grass, it's not even practicing. You're practicing a different game. You're not practicing a realistic situation.
Well, exactly, Colin. I just go back to, I mean, if I said to you, Colin, why don't you take this piece of cement with you, or this piece of maybe not something a little softer than cement, but something, and take it around the golf course and hit off of it all day.
Yeah.
Two things are going to happen. One is you're going to hit some good shots, and the reason you're going to hit some good shots is because it's going to hit the surface and bounce.
Yeah.
So you end up hitting all these knuckleballs that go higher than you've ever hit it,
yeah,
and you can't believe how good you're hitting it off this lie board or this hard surface.
Yeah.
The second part of that, it starts to hurt.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of a 1-2. It's kind of misleading as far as what the ball is doing, and then secondly, it's misleading because the fact is, you know what, you know that pounding is going to wear you out, and whether it be that wrist, shoulder, or elbow, and it's just a matter of which one is the weak point.
Very interesting. So, Dean, you're obviously talking to a lot of golf course and driving range owners, superintendents, golf pros about your golf mats with what you're doing. And what is it that you find that they really like most about your fiberbuilt golf mat?
Well, I think the owners and the range guys, there's a bunch of good reasons for, you know, the bottom line is this, that a smart investment makes sense. And I think, you know, obviously if you end up putting our mats out on your range, and I just dare guys to do this, you know, get your consumers out, testing them out if you need to do that. Get your investors to them, get your board of directors testing them out, and let them feel what they're going to feel when they hit balls off of turf mats compared to this mat, and that's the one aspect of it. Okay.
So what you're saying is basically they love it for themselves. If they get, you know, these professionals that use it, they love the mats because they can practice forever and they don't get tired or sore, and they really like the way the ball flies off the mat.
I was talking to a tour player out of New York the other day, and he's had tendonitis on his wrist because he's hitting balls all winter off a turf mat.
Mm.
And I finally I set him up with a physiotherapist to get some needles done to begin with. I said, you know, you don't need to live with that pain, but because he's got the Band-Aids on the elbows. And the, you know, and I said, first of all, go get it fixed. Secondly, get rid of that mat, and I'm going to get you a good mat so you can actually, you know, hit down and through it and not feel pain. Well, as soon as he got it there, he didn't have it there a week, and this was about a month later. And he just said, Dean, he called me up. He said, yeah, I can't believe I didn't know about this product before. I said, well, here's the good news. You have one now. The bad news is we've been around 16, 17 years, and you should have had it earlier.
Yeah. So what about, you know, what do these golf professionals say about, you know, they love it for themselves, but what about for their people that use the range?
Well, I think that a couple of things that are happening with the guys, you know, you get your customers on this mat. First of all, the two things happen. One is there's a few things. One is they start hitting more balls.
Uh-huh.
They buy more balls and they hit more balls because they can. Okay, so you're going to hit more wedges, more 9-irons. You've been told as from your teacher to hit a lot of balls with your short irons. You'll start hitting way more balls. So the customer likes it. The range owner likes it because guess what? He's spending a lot more money. It's way more profitable if you got guys coming down to hit balls because they want to hit balls off your mats. And we have seen this day in, day out at most of the top 100 ranges in North America, and most of the top private clubs in North America.
So what you're saying is you'll get guys to come more often because they like the mats, they like your mats, and they're not going to go down the street to your competition. Plus, they'll also start hitting more balls because they're not getting tired out from the mats.
Absolutely. It's a 1-2 call. And again, I just had the guy yesterday from New York call me. He said, you know, my club bought new mats of yours, and I can't believe what the members are saying about it. He says, I own a driving range down the block. I'm ordering 25 double systems.
Yeah.
So this was yesterday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what about teaching pros? How do they like the mats?
Well, you know, that's another good point there, Colin. We have our mats in a lot of stalls for the teaching pros, and golf pros that teach a lot know how tough it is to hit off a lie board or off a hard surface or a tight lie, okay? Especially the beginner again. So one of the things, the teacher gets some better results so much quicker off the soft surface because, first of all, the golfer can get underneath the ball a bit, which is a very difficult thing to do when they haven't been taught yet to hit down and through.
Yeah.
So right away, the results with some irons is better, and right away with fairy woods it's better, and then you get into the hybrids and those types of things, they're hitting the balls so much better than they could off a tight lie or a mat surface.
Well, that makes sense. I think especially, you know, anybody who's new, you just have to have one painful experience of hitting it off the mat where you miss it or hit it just a little bit fat, and you're going to have that pain, and you're going to naturally shy away from actually wanting to have that proper downward striking blow.
Absolutely, Colin. You just hit it, nailed it. The problem with a lot of the turf mats, again, is a lot of beginners, golfers, they're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid to go down and hit it because, you know what, not only does it hurt, but it looks like it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's tough to teach somebody what to do properly, and I think that's one of the battles that teaching pros go through with a lot of mats is, they get some good results sometimes because it's bouncing.
Yeah.
But they're not teaching them to hit down and through it.
Yeah.
So as soon as they get on the grass, they still haven't figured it out. They're trying to bounce it in there rather than hit down and through it.
Yeah,
so
they're not learning to take a divot like they should.
Absolutely, especially, again, hitting down and through with those short irons. I mean, you're not going to take a divot, as you know, with mid-irons or long irons. You're going to sweep the ball a lot more. You're not going to take a divot with a tee shot. So, you know, no mats matter with a driver or
mm-hmm.
But our fairy woods, big difference. Irons, short irons, big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what about club fitters? How do they like
mats? You know, another good one. The club fitters, some of the things we've learned, we've always talked about at Fiberbill here the last number of years. I think their slogan was, it feels good. Well, what we're learning with all the new launch monitors between a lot of the top club fitters, I'm going to list a bunch of them, Acushnet, TaylorMade, Callaway, Hot Sticks, Fujikura, all these guys are using our fiber now because the fact is the ball spin that comes off our mats is way more consistent and way more accurate to the ground than any other turf mat. And we've proven this again and again just recently because of these launch monitors. You go hit the thousands of balls off a launch monitor, it doesn't lie.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about what Fiberbilt feels like, but now we're talking about, hey, this machine's showing you, and it's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So the club fitter, he can actually do a better job custom fitting. He can do a better...
That's because basically what you're saying, how that works, is you're getting a more consistent ball spin and ball speed because you're not clipping the ball off the target or it's not bouncing off the mat before it hits the ball and you're hitting that proper swing and that proper motion. So it's not like there's a resistance that happens when you hit a hard surface mat that's going to slow the club down. So you're going to not get a proper read off the ball spin and the club head speed because you're hitting the surface first. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Okay, Colin, what does happen is, you know, the better player, okay, the golf pro, he can pick it pretty clean and still hit it pretty good off a tight lie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say it's general, but the average golfer, no, not a chance.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that chance. He's bouncing it behind, okay?
Yeah.
And so, again, when you're typically fitting, the golf teachers and club fitters are fitting the average golfer.
Yeah.
So if we can get a more accurate launch angle and a more accurate reading, Obviously, you can get better golf clubs for these guys and help them out to move along with their golf experience.
Yeah, because they're getting a consistent reading off their launch monitor.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Now, the other thing is probably, too, because they're hitting, you know, like they're so easy to hit a fairway wood or a hybrid off these mats compared to a hard surface mat.
Absolutely. Again, I had a guy call me from Ireland the other day. He's a tour fitting guy for the tour there in Europe, and he's just had a mat 3 months, and he said, "Dean, I just got to tell you, I'm your biggest fan." I said, "I've sold more hybrids. I know the hybrids are good golf clubs, but what's happening off your mats is guys are being able to hit the hybrids up off the ground and get a 3-wood off the ground, which I haven't seen, because, you know, if I put a ball in a tight line, ask him to hit a 3-wood, I might wait 3 days for the guy to hit a good one, you know?
Yeah.
And
it
says,
sell a $200 club when you're hitting it off a hard surface mat that you can't,
absolutely,
you can't hit it properly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you're a golf club or a fitter that wants to sell a lot of golf clubs, you want that guy figuring out right away, boy, do these feel good.
Yeah.
Right?
So essentially, as an operator, you know, of a driving range or a golf course, you're going to get more golfers because they like your mats better. You'll get them to come more often. And spend more money because they're not getting hurt, they're not having pain and injuries, and they really enjoy the feel, and they're just getting great results. They feel like they're having a great swing. Kind of has a multiplying effect, doesn't it?
Yeah, no question, Colin. You know, and I've seen it at my club. For years. I mean, I was selling a couple hundred sets of clubs a year, and more than just about everybody else. Mm-hmm. I had full time teachers teaching all the time, right? And they were getting great results. So our teaching program expanded. My members were hitting more balls. We couldn't have enough mats on the range because I had people hooked, And I think that's part of the whole trick is, give them a good surface, and boy, the dollars go up everywhere. They go up on the teaching, they go up with the club fitting, they go up with the sales, they go up with the happier members, they go up with guys playing more golf because they're hitting the ball better. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is how can you not buy it?
Well, it makes golf fun again for people that are playing off it. Now, what about the cost of these mats? I know they're more expensive than other mats, but what about the long haul investment? I know I talked to earlier with Michael Hooper about the difference of how these mats tend to last so much longer than a regular turf mat. But explain a little bit more about that.
Well, I think, again, I mean, obviously most people just buy them, and, you can spend $300, $400, $500 on a different mat system. There's a couple of real good ones in there. I think the thing that I'm also seeing
right... probably the most expensive mats built.
Well, you know what? They were for years, and they still are a bit of a premium, no question. Mm-hmm. And we've sold them from day one as a premium because we manufacture and we know how long they last.
Yeah.
And you know what? Typically, places that are if you're going to spend $300, $500 on a putter or a driver, why wouldn't you buy the best mat for yourself?
Yeah.
Or if you're a driving range operator and you want to produce the most revenues for a golf course, why wouldn't you get the most accurate mat or most consistent mat, or something that's going to get these guys coming back?
Yeah.
And in the long run, be more durable, so you can just replace the pieces. Because it's a component system, replace the pieces down the line and save all that money rather than replacing turf mats every year or 2 years or sometimes 3 years, depending on the turf mat. The other thing, Colin, is... Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Yep. Well, I was going to just ask you. You know, you could spend half the money for a cheaper mat.
Yep.
Easily. You're probably twice the price of some of these turf mats, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I get that call every day. I said, listen... I can sell you a turf mat for $100 or $200 if you want. Mm-hmm. I just am such a non-believer in them, and I think if you just test it out, try it out, go to a facility that has one, phone a facility that has one, go to a club that has one, go to the research centers.
Yeah.
You know what? You'll learn, and if you do your homework about it, you'll learn very quickly, man, this is a great feeling product.
Yeah. Well, it's... makes sense, because the problem then that these guys are facing is that after 2 or 3 years, their mats all beat to hell, and they have to replace the whole thing again and spend another $200 or $300 to replace it. And so essentially they've just wasted $200 to $300 on an inferior product that they're going to just have to replace again anyways.
Yeah, and you know how tough it is to bring clients back that leave don't liking your golf course or your mats?
Yeah, exactly.
I know how bad it is at my club if you ever, you know, upset somebody or someone has a bad experience. So you're giving people a bad experience every day at your range or your golf, you know, your driving range or, you know, you're asking for trouble.
Good luck, hey?
Good luck.
Yeah. So, and Michael was saying a little bit too, you don't have to replace the whole mat, just switch out blocks.
No, absolutely. You know, the rubber foundation lasts, there's a 5-year warranty on it, lasts 10, 15 years. The stance mats, you rotate it properly, wash it a bit, it'll last you 3 to 5 years. And then that hitting surface, which is the most important thing, is got four components. You rotate it, and you can get a year out of each block, so that's 4 years. I ended up getting 6 out of mine because we were on the grass a bit and the mats. We did a bit of both. And you can replace either one piece when you want, or maybe after 2 years you take the two middle pieces out and replace the two middle ones, and you spend a little bit of money, so you always have a brand new hitting surface every year for your customers, who are probably your most important people.
Absolutely. So how much do these little blocks cost to replace this fiber?
They're about $30 each, $30 to $35 each piece.
Cheap. Okay.
You know, very reasonable. Absolutely.
So instead of spending, you know, $200 or $300 every year, you spend $20-$30 every year to replace one of the blocks.
Same. Or every third year, fourth year, maybe you spend $100 or $120, depending on what you want to do. Absolutely,
yeah, okay. Now, you were telling me the other day when we had just a brief conversation about something you're doing with advertising space on these on the.
Yeah, you know. Interesting. I mean, there's some interesting developments the last couple of years with advertisers looking to, try and talk to some of the range owners and golf courses about getting some of their advertising on the mats. Well, the mats, we tried that. It doesn't really work that well on the mats. But what we were able to do is to come up with a program for these guys to sell some advertising on your mats. So we took the back square out of the four squares, the back square, and you know, either put a logo into the fiber, or there's another spot where you can put an advertisement thing in there, and sell it for so much a month, or so much a year, or so much for a 3-year contract, and basically turn around and make money off of buying the system. And
that's interesting.
So, yeah,
so
it's really
sell us this little ad space for $40 or $50 a month because you're getting so many impressions. Everybody who is hitting a golf ball, their eyeballs kind of have to see that ad.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And everyone knows, golfers are a well-to-do group of people typically,
mm-hmm.
And you know whether it's $20 a month or 30 or 40 or 50 or so much a year, because some golf courses are only open 6, 7, 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are ranges. Some of them are open 12 months a year. So you have to really look at the whole package. But the bottom line, we know how long the mats last.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to last you 3 to 5 years. So you make a contract with these guys for 3 to 5 years or 3 years with a couple options, and I think you're going to have a bunch of advertisers happy as well.
Yeah, so your mat that just cost you $500 or $600 is now making you an extra $300 or $400 or $500 a year, and basically it completely pays for itself just sitting there. Even if nobody ever, if you never made a nickel from it, basically pays for itself.
It just started happening like that, Colin, and you know, it's one of those things. I've been around the advertising game a long time at the golf club level because they're always selling sponsorships, and when I sat down in Las Vegas with these 50 guys in 50 different states and we went through and threw some things on the table, I got excited because these guys got excited because they're going, I already sell advertising for this, and this, and this just makes sense.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's I don't know if it's ever easy advertising, but the fact is it's an opportunity, and most of us that own driving ranges or golf courses probably know 6 to 10 guys in the community that love the game, that want to be front and center in front of your membership and or your guests or your clients. And I think it's a lot easier sell than a lot of things out there.
Oh, heck yeah. I've sold advertising before, and for $50 a month to sell an ad space like that, that's going to have literally hundreds of impressions of people seeing it to, a very select target market. I think that's probably the easiest sell you could have for advertising. So,
well, it's golf, and golfers are a good breed, and I think the bottom line is, I think we've been able to help some of the driving range owners come up with a new plan. I was just talking to a guy a few minutes ago down in Florida. He's going to put it in there and test it out, and so I think it's going to happen a lot more often than we've seen in the past.
Yeah, amazing. Well, it just goes to show with your mats, the best way to buy is to buy it once and buy it right, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I know a lot of us in the past have bought, and we had to rebuy that car or rebuy something, right?
Well, buying cheap is like trying to stop the hands of a clock just to save time. Just doesn't make any sense at all, does it?
No, you know what? It doesn't. And I've always been a supporter of buying the best you can and do your homework and do your research. And you know what? And that's my goal here. Colin, is I've had access to a lot of research the last number of years, and I'm learning more, and I got Fiberbelt involved in a bunch more research. You know what? We're just trying to educate those golf pros and those superintendents and those general managers and those range owners that, listen, this product is so much better if you just give it a chance and take a look at the dollars and cents and the rewards down the line to each owner.
And speaking of that, you have some type of a test drive program where they can actually, you'll send one of your golf mats to them, you know, for free to demo, and if they don't like it after 30 days, you'll, you know, get it back or something. What's your demo program on that?
Yeah, we've done that for most of the golf facilities, so golf courses and driving ranges, and, you know, we'll send it out, let them try it for 30 days. They pay for the shipping, and they got to obviously put a credit card down. We got to, you know, these aren't cheap. These are expensive things, and what it does is it gives that driving range owner or golf course owner an opportunity or superintendent to get either their board of directors or their range customers on the mats, hitting balls, give them some feedback, and get your guys that hit a lot of balls, hitting balls off it, and let them be the judge, because we haven't lost many demos. Just about everyone that goes out, they want to buy it. In fact, most of that happens, Colin, is someone at the club or someone at the drive wants to buy the mat for their home use now.
That makes sense. Well, I sure like that for my own little home range. That's great.
Absolutely.
So, Dean, thanks. That just about wraps up our time for today, and thanks for your insights into the wonderful world of golf mats. I'm sure anybody who's a golf course owner or driving range operator or golf professional that's hearing this will probably want to call you to have some more conversation with you about your soft fiber golf mats, and maybe even some people that want to just get one for their own home range like I have. What's the best number they can reach you at, Dean?
We got a toll-free number, calling worldwide, 1-800-661-8132. And we obviously have a big warehouse in North Carolina where we ship all the product out of, Colin, and then there's one up in Canada and one over in Europe and one over in Asia as well. So we're all worldwide, and we have our products all over the world. And just a quick phone call and get a demo mat or get some information.
That sounds terrific. Well, Dean, thanks for another edition of Golf Training Aids Reviewed. I'm your host, Colin Gehring, and happy golfing.